I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob. I'm on location in Lowell, Michigan at a very old building that's undergoing some major surgery, and there's a couple that I want you all to meet, because when you walk into this place, you'll see exactly why. And I'm talking about a business that used to be called the Lowell Beer Store, but now it's called Showboat Spirits. And Joel and Deanna are the proprietors, and they're here with me right now. And I just want to say welcome to the Grillin' Guys.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Yeah, and what you guys have done here in terms of gutting this place and putting tons of racks in and just stacking beer and liquor and wine to the ceiling, this high ceiling. I see you even have a ladder in the corner, so you're using every little bit of space you can. Where did y'all come from?
Well, we spent the last 20 years in Denver. And a couple years we took off, 2 years we took off to the outside of Nashville area. But I was born and raised in Granville. But after college, we bugged out for work out west. And after all that, we turned around and due to parents getting old, we came back into town and ended up in Lowell, this side of Grand Rapids. And boy, just love it. Love it.
And Deanna, where are you from?
I grew up in South Dakota.
And
Yes, really one of my favorite states. No, thank you. Yes. And then kind of moved all over the place and landed here.
So I have to buy some presents, and I can't say what they are because the people might actually podcast this or be listening live.
That's good.
But I had a list of bottles I wanted, and I'm finding way more than what was on my list. And I'm seeing things that I don't even see in Kentucky. And I'm a bourbon fan. And you just have, you know, I mean, how do you pick the bourbons?
Well, thank goodness we have the joy of reps coming in and drinking early in the morning and doing shots of different bourbons.
It's a job perk.
Yeah, yeah.
Only when you're the owner.
And I definitely don't like to put any new bourbons in that I don't feel are good. And then I'm a big bourbon snob in the aspects of neat and
so I've been watching you guys overhaul this place. You have a beer cave. You have just a beautiful display of not only the working man's domestic, but you've got the beer snob's delight well.
Yeah.
And everything in between. And that's really hard to do, but you're pulling it off. And it's just really hard to own a business these days, and especially in the climate we're in.
Yeah, the one thing with what you were talking about with the way we remodeled is so many liquor stores, you can't touch the bottle anymore. You know, it's behind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we...
I want to pick it up and read it.
I'm so purposely made that so every bottle in this place you can pick up and read, see where it came from, take your time, get online, see what reviews they had, and not feel pressured of going, you know, I'll take that one behind that. And then the sticker shock when it finally gets back to you, you know what I mean, over the
counter. You already picked it up, so you got it.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Now you feel kind of obligated. Oh, okay,
you touch that.
Yeah. I always pay $90 for a bottle.
Yeah. And like I say, we try our hardest to get, you know, the whole Buffalo Trace family and the other type of things. We get them periodically in here. We don't go crazy with the raising the price, and it's just you know, one per person when they come in. And but I also like to pull a lot of different ones, like this Joe Lewis one.
Oh, that's cool.
Bourbon, you know, and this Western Reserve, just up and coming bourbons that are real tasty that just need to start getting into that well-known name.
So let's talk about your wines for a little bit, because we happen to have a sponsor called Fen Valley Winery as one of our sponsors, and we have become wine snobs since our affiliation with them. And now you're in a little town of Lowell. We'd call it a farm town. How's the wine going over?
Yeah, surprisingly well. Yeah, in fact, I've been really bumping up our top shelf because we've been getting more and more people
that
have been wanting nicer wines, and so we're happy to oblige. We also have a really, I've been working on the mid-range wines as well. But pretty much everything on the shelf I can stand by, that I feel confident that it's a decent wine and that it's priced appropriately.
I think you should do well on the bubblies this New Year's because nobody's going out. They'll all have to have it at home.
Right, exactly.
And why go to the big box store when you can actually talk to somebody who's buying it here?
Right.
So tell us about how you pick your wines.
You know, I work really closely with the wine reps because they know their stuff really well. And so I feel pretty confident that they are giving me this. I've gotten to know them well, and the ones they lead me in good direction, and I'm very clear about what I want. And you know, we've really been bumping up our Michigan wines because there's a lot of people who want that. So, so my reps have been excellent in helping me because I can't obviously taste everything myself.
And when you left South Dakota, you were just a kid.
Yeah.
So you weren't really educated in wine.
No, that's
what city in South Dakota?
Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls.
It's not exactly wine country out there anyway.
No, they drink a lot of wine.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. They don't make it, though.
Yeah, I've traveled the Dakotas both extensively and... Mm-hmm. I think, luckily for the people that live there, they're underrated. So
you
won't get the invasion from New York.
Yeah, probably not.
They'll ruin it. Okay, let's talk about some beer.
Yeah, as far as what the two things is I'm a bourbon snob and a beer snob. And so I thought living in Denver, we had the best microbrews out there. And coming back to Western Michigan,
Isn't it crazy?
There's no way. We are just throwing the hops in these grounds out here, and what they're producing are just fantastic. So we're trying to do, keep our staples for sure, but definitely give a lot of the smaller breweries, the Frankenmuths, the Shorts, the Black Rocks, the Keweenaws, and many, many other Michigan beers.
So if you just tuned in again, we are talking with Joel and Deanna from the Showboat Spirits, which is the new liquor store in West Michigan, and it's on the Flat River in a little town called Lowell, where I hang my hat. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am to have a real store here in town finally that does beer and wine. I mean, we've been long awaiting you.
What's also nice, Bob, when especially with your whole grilling and all that lately, or the just doing what you do, dessert beers have become huge.
Really?
And we've been trying to ramp that up because what I mean by a dessert beer is sometimes after somebody has a huge meal, if they don't want a big dessert afterwards, you know what I mean? Man, they can come in and get some of these high-end odd-side beers.
Those guys are crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they just must sit around and do crazy.
I love that place.
Like this one. It's an Imperial Stout in bourbon barrels, coffee, maple syrup, bacon, and pecans.
I almost bought a bottle of that last time I was here.
Yeah. And we have multiple of those dessert beers that Oddside has been able. I've only been able to get one case, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And then they just single them out. It's like $1.60 a case type.
Okay, and all this in the city of Lowell. Just if you want to take a trip, wherever you're at, look up Lowell on the map. There are two rivers come together here, the Flat and the Grand, and look for a really cool store with racks and racks and racks of glass, and that will be Showboat Spirits. Joel and Deanna's already off working. She's got a customer, but thanks so much for joining us. Do you have a website yet?
Showboatspirits.com.
All right.
Or on Facebook, too.
And
check them out on Facebook. Yes. Really nice couple. You want to have fun and buy some booze? This is your spot.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.